Work done. Art McPherson, thanks, sir, for being on the Art of Money Radio today.
I appreciate you having me on.
Two Noel brothers.
All day.
He's a little more famous than I am. What do you think about the school this year? What do you think our chances are for football?
Well, I do like the direction that we're heading with NIL. Now you're able to get guys to come, and they have opportunity to come in and impact the program. I think we just need to continue to build, but also get to the point where we can actually control the line of scrimmage. I think that would help us, offense and defense, to really change outcomes of games.
I'm ready for some good football, you?
All day. I can't wait. I can't wait to see the guys play this year, and I can't wait to get back to Tallahassee, too. So it should be exciting.
So you got your son out here today. My son, he's big. Your son, he's a little guy. What is he, 9, 8?
He's 10.
10. So he's out here playing golf. So how often do you guys get a chance to play golf together, father, son?
Not enough. Not enough. And, you know, I haven't really been able to get out on the course, period. Just been on the move with all the things that are going on. But it's good to just have some quiet time to be able to get together and just really just enjoy the time. So these are things that I would definitely like to continue to build on.
Well, we're here because of LT's foundation, obviously, but you do a lot of foundational work too. How does someone qualify for some of the homes that you have built and bought for people? How do you get in touch with those type of people, and how does that happen?
Well, a lot of times with the charity, we partner a lot of times with Habitat for Humanity. They already have a pipeline of families, and our focus is single parents, because that was my mom. She was a single parent, and that program's built off of that. And I would tell someone in that instance, their single parent, to find a partner up with local Habitat and go through their process and get them, and they would take them through the process of home ownership. But I would tell you, I started building housing under this organization called WD Communities, where we're starting to build housing for families, workforce families. So I don't care if it's a two-parent household, whatever. We just want to be able to help families create a stable environment for their kids. And we've already built 5 in Augusta. We have another 10 that's going. And now we're talking to Clayton County, city of Atlanta, just trying to build a model that we can continue to expand to other markets as well. So we're in a process of really opening it up to where families could reach out to us and where do we go? How do we get be a part of it? And we're going through the regular process. It's not like a Habitat model. We're actually going through a regular process where we're going to have to go traditional banking, but today interest rates so high, it's hard for anyone low income to purchase a home.
Thank you, Warwick. I appreciate it.
No doubt. Appreciate it.